Well, I don't actually know who to address this letter to because I don't know your name. But what I do know is that I can't actually wait to take your name as my own. I guess I can't wait to have that symbol of being one with you, of belonging to something more than just myself, but belonging to us. Do you remember when you thought I might resist taking your last name as my own? Which is kind of a trend these days. As if I wouldn't be proud to accept your name as mine. As if I'd actually believe that keeping my name is somehow empowering me as like this strong, independent woman. I'm more interested in what empowers our bond, because strengthening that is actually what is going to make my life more powerful and more free than any sort of independence from you will. It's difficult to know where to begin because I thought you would never exist. I had this fear that I would grow old alone and of not finding you, and that the hopelessness and the bitterness that comes with that is tough. So you're going to have to forgive me, because I know when I first meet you and I first start falling for you that I'm probably going to be reaching out just to touch you to make sure that you're real on a regular basis. It's strange how things have changed since we first met. Of course, I initially liked you because I was so incredibly attracted to you that I just wanted to jump on top of you every time I saw you. Do you remember those days? But then, without my permission, on top of all of that came something totally new to me. And now I am helpless. I went from being my own agent, coming and going as I please in any endeavor, like ruling my heart, ruling my mind, ruling my world. And now I am a complete slave to this feeling that I have, which is entirely your fault, by the way. But I have no shame in accusing you of this. You asked me once if I would leave you for another man. It was a while ago, early on in our relationship. The truth is, there was a time when I would have left. A time when it was easy to switch loyalties. A time when options were abundant. I cannot fathom now even to consider doing something that I think might hurt you, because I love you. And I'm completely blindsided by this feeling. And what is love? I know that you're gonna ask me that, but we can talk about that another time. We've got a long time to talk about this stuff. In short, the difference between then and now is that back then I saw myself as just me and what I could get out of relationships. But now I see myself as like a part of you. It's hard to explain, but I can't hurt something that I consider an extension of my own self. You made me stop looking at you as something that could give me something I want, basically. Like some sort of human transaction. I don't know how you made me do this so early on, but I'm really grateful you did, because I thought my endless search for something better and something more was never going to end. But now I start seeing things as trying to make things that are better for us rather than competing with you and just getting something that is better for me. I realize that there is actually nothing that I can gain from taking from you, because that is taking from a part of me as well. And the awesome thing about this, I guess, is that giving to you is so much sweeter for the same reasons. And I can't get enough of doing things that make you happy, because I guess it makes me happy. Everything is so much easier with that perspective. And I know now not to be jealous when your eyes catch on all the other blondes that walk by and vice versa, because these are just like drops in our ocean and nothing more. This is actually a lot harder to read out than I thought it was going to be. I'm trying to pretend it's just you that I'm talking to, but that's impossible because I can't even picture you yet in my head, and I don't even think I've met you, so I'm still in the phase where I have to try and impress you, and it's making me all nervous. Anyway, let's move on. So one thing that made me love you is that you value me for what I really want to be valued for. I honestly don't know how you know me so well, but you just do. And I know that you don't care about the little things and that your eye doesn't really catch on them like mine does, but you knew from the beginning to comment on all those little things that I do, because I guess you realized how much they mean to me. All those notes that I leave lying around the house for you to find to brighten up your day when I'm gone, the way that I order things for us and keep the house and all those small details. I mean, I don't get paid for it and I never will. In fact, this job that I do when you're away, it's seen as menial, as inferior, as subordinate by greater society. And for much of my life, I've felt that way. And really, it isn't very motivating, to say the least. But so I'll never forget how much energy you gave me when you told me and showed me that you appreciate me for these things. It's like your acknowledgement is my payment, and it is more than adequate. I hope that I give you the same sort of energy to reach higher than you had the motivation to do alone. I guess one can never predict the future, and I don't know what our lives are going to be like. I don't know if there's going to be some really tough times, and I don't know how much I'm going to have to work. I'm really lucky that I have a job that's very flexible for a woman, so I can easily help out whenever, really. But there will be times in our life together in the future where I physically cannot join you to work and earn a living as much as you'll be able to. So I hope you know this, and I'm going to say it so many times until you are sick of hearing it and you're going to say, "Shut up, Georgia." But I do not want you to ever think, even for one second, that I don't see what you do, and because I see it, all of it, every day. And I'm going to make sure you know. Oh my gosh, I have never been so nervous making a video. I'm like sweating. You already have such an effect on me, and I don't even know who you are. It's crazy. Anyway, another thing that I love about you, I love that I can be honest with you, like totally honest. And I don't just mean the honesty that allows me to actually talk to you about what I'm sulking about instead of staying silent and driving a wedge between us, because God knows that I have done that previously. But I'm talking about how you don't judge me for like all of my weird desires and requests and preferences, because I feel totally comfortable being myself around you. And if there is anything that I was to make sure, it's that you also feel that way around me. I don't want you to hold back. I want to see all of you, everything about you, like just you. So you probably already know this if we've spent anything more than a few weeks together, but I have a weakness, and that is that I sometimes get very easily overwhelmed by things. And usually by things, I mean walking into a crowded room alone. It is one of the hardest things for me to do. I don't know why, it just is. So I might need your help sometimes with that. And I guess the only tip that I would give you in advance is don't leave me alone. If I'm freaking out about what people think of me, I just need you to stand in front of me directly and look me in the eye and just be calm. Just be your calm self, please. And just show me the direction, tell me what to do. And if it's you, because I'm sure that I will have come to trust you by then, that I'll come around just fine. Actually, one thing that I really love about you, here I go again, is that I like how you see the nuance in the sort of guidance and leadership that I desire from you. And I'm so grateful that you take your strength, that you take your masculinity as not something that just means that you have a potential to subdue me with your fist or your word, but in how you understand that your integrity of character and loyalty renders that unnecessary. I give you my trust not because I think you are my superior or because I'm incapable of overwhelming you, but because I trust you to make the right decisions on my behalf, and naturally I would rather avoid having the burden and stress of having to make decisions and taking the lead myself, so although I will chime in where I see fit. I always appreciate that you understand that this was not your power to take, but it was mine to give to you because I trust you. And because you understand this, I'm certain that we will find a harmony that suits us just fine. I am also grateful that I can trust you to stand up for yourself and through that, stand up for me. I'm grateful for your capabilities in areas that I lack, and I'm also glad that these weaknesses of mine are strengths in other areas of our relationship, where softness and femininity are instead an asset. I say all this stuff, but really what I look forward to is just being with you and being in your presence, in hearing about your day, in sharing thoughts on every little thing, like what we want to have for dinner or world politics. I'm sure that if it's with you, I will love doing all of the simple things. And I will also probably do a lot of fussing, so I apologize in advance. But just let me fuss, please. Just let me fuss. I suppose that there is one promise that we have to make to each other and absolutely, absolutely cannot break. And that is that if we have children, we must always put them before ourselves. And I would ask you, if you think that I'm doing something that is not good for them, just tell me straight. Don't be kind. If I do something that you think isn't in their interest or in the interest of keeping everything stable, I want to know. And what about you? Are you ready for a big change in priorities? I hope you are, because I want to give you at least 3 babies, and that would just make me so happy, like so happy. Well, I don't know how to end this letter because it isn't an ending, it's just a beginning, and I don't want anything to end with you. So, I mean, I've got so much that I want to ask and know about you and so much to say, but we do have a lifetime ahead together, so I guess I'll just have to wait until when I see you next. I will update this letter when I know a little bit more about you. This is just my fantasy version of you in my head, and I will also give you the fully uncensored version because I had to censor a lot of this for YouTube.